gone. 2016. We gonna say bye-bye to you. It's gonna be over. We gonna say goodbye and you're not coming back. That's what this lesson is all about. Part one says, be gone 2016, because who here really had a great 2016? Maybe you did, but most of us probably didn't. In fact, most of us, I think, couldn't wait for that ball to drop and for 2016 to be over. And that's often how we feel at the end of years. And most of us aren't usually like, oh, please stick around time a little bit longer. But, you know, maybe we will at the end of this training. Who knows? Okay, but we're going to say goodbye to 2016, and we're actually going to say goodbye to a lot of stuff from your past in this first section. So there's going to be some big things that happen. Some of them are going to feel a little woo-woo. Some of them are going to feel really practical, okay? But again, thinking back to my introduction, I encourage you to stick with it, okay? This is the time to get shit done, and that means it does not need to be perfect. It just needs to be done. All right, so we're going to power through a lot of stuff. It might bring up some negative stuff. It might bring up some positive stuff. If you feel that resistance, give yourself a big break, a big hug. Make yourself comfortable. Put on your favorite cup of coffee or tea and a big scarf or whatever. Do whatever you got to do to get comfortable enough to keep moving forward. And really just keep showing up. Know that you're putting those cracks in the walls. Know that even if it feels like everything's starting to hit the fan and you're like, what the hell? This is ridiculous. That's okay. It means something's working, all right? So keep showing up. Stay in the room. It's going to be awesome. Let's take a look at 2016.